Good morning. The Chafetz Chaim continues in Klal Vav Sif Yod Aleph, where he's been discussing some of the issues about Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, about accepting evil slander. He told us that you have to be careful not to be accepting, just to be weary. He says there are a lot of things in the world that come up where a person has to be weary. And a person needs the space to think about this quite a bit. But this is not the place, he says, for me to be marech. Instead, for me to go on. He says, I'll write him later on in the last section. In the last section of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he goes through a series of scenarios. Excuse me. Right? And he says, well, let me give you a general rule. When we say you have to be concerned about Lashon Hara, that's just to be careful. But chas v'shalom to do anything about it, or to cause somebody to be endangered about it, whether it's a big danger or a small danger or a little bit of a bad word or whatever, even if the Lashon Hara comes out on a single based on a single witness, and based in a single witness can only go ahead and create a situation of Lashon Hara. You can't do anything more than that. And more than that, a person is, even if you hear a bad rumor about a person, even hating the person in your heart is aser min haTorah. The only thing you're allowed to do is protect yourself, not to walk around and hate yourself. And here in a footnote, he turns around and draws a picture, which he says, you know, causes a lot of mechshol, causes a lot of problems today. He says, let's say we have a certain group of people in the city that we give tzedakah to. And, you know, it happens sometimes. Oh, that guy, he's a cheater. That guy doesn't have, a need. And so now what winds up happening is many people don't give tzedakah to the whole group. Now, the truth, that's a terrible thing, because what happened? One person said one thing about one individual in a particular moment in time. Now, everybody makes general rules. Everybody at the kotel you can't give money to, because I once saw the one person get into a Cadillac. That's a little crazy, because now you know there are people who do walk around at the kotel who really do have very serious needs for tzedakah, and we wind up hurting ourselves in the process. Moreover, says the Chafetz Chaim, there's a Gemara Baba Basra that tells us that if somebody says, take care of me, we don't usually check. We don't usually go out and make sure that the person has the greatest amount of need. We don't start checking his bank book. And so what happens? We lose the mitzvah of tzedakah as a community, because we have checked way, way, way too far. Now, does that mean we just accept everybody who walks into any town? We have to do a little bit of inspection to make sure that the needs of the community are taken care of. But to be choshish for a person and start now decrying every single one of us who walks in the door, that's a very serious matter, and it shouldn't be followed. And Chafetz Chaim concludes today by saying, what happens if I heard Lashon Hara and I believed it? Whether it's something that is Bein Adam LaMakom or Bein Adam LaChaveiro, the tikkun, the solution to the problem, the way I can atone, is to work hard to say that I don't believe it, to try to get it out of my heart to believe that way, and also to accept upon myself that I won't accept any more Lashon Hara on a Jewish person. And I should say, vidui, you know what, I accepted Lashon Hara. It's incredible how much of vidui that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is connected to the way we spoke and accepted different things that we said or didn't say. And through that, we will be able to atone. That's, of course, assuming that we didn't tell anybody else or share it with anybody else. Once you start sharing Lashon Hara with other sources, that causes even more difficulties. Stop here for the day, but Be'ezus Hashem will begin Kal Zion tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.